This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As human beings, we all make mistakes. And in reality, there are two types of mistakes. One are the sins that are between us and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And the other are mistakes with regards to that which is not sin, but it is a mistake that affects our life. So it is something that we've done that has affected the course of our life. But it has affected us such that we begin to feel like we are losers in this world. We begin to feel hopeless with regards to the future. And this future we are basing on the past and what has happened to us in the past. With regards to sin, we know Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says very clearly, إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except for those who repent and they believe and they do good deeds. So those are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes their bad deeds into good deeds. Now, when it comes to the mistakes that we make in our life as well, we can apply the same concept. When we have made a mistake, we look at what we have done wrong and review it, and then we make reparations. Illa man taaba, except for the one who repairs his relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And here we take it into the meaning we apply the same principle by saying, let us make reparations, let us look at what we have done. And once we have understood the wrongdoing, then we simply amen. Then you need to believe that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is there for you. And when you do that, and you have that belief in your heart, and then amila salihah, then you do good deeds. So with regards to sin, you've made tawbah, you've believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've now actually done good deeds. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So those are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes their bad into good deeds. Meaning that once you have believed and you now do something good based on the fact that you know that you've actually changed your life, even with regards to mistakes that are not sins, you change your life and you do something good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the ones whom Allah changes their bad into good deeds. Meaning, now your past does not dictate your future. Your past does not dictate your future. In fact, that past is now a positive in your record with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And with regards to sin, it is the alcohol that you have drunk, the zina that you have committed, all of this, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? That is no longer a sin for you. Those are good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, oftentimes, when it comes to mistakes that we have committed, we have made with regards to the course of my life, for example, I've invested in certain avenues that have lost me a lot of money. So do I sit head in hands and say, well, my life is over and the future is dictated by that which has happened in the past? Or do I sit and say, I've made this mistake, I've lost this money, let me change, let me look at what I did wrong. Okay, I invested in such and such a business. That was not the correct business to invest in. Maybe I was hasty, so I've reviewed what I did wrong, right? Then wa amana, and then you believe that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is there for you, and He will always be there for you. Wa amila saliha. This part is very important. You should now go ahead. Your past should not stop you and make you fearful of doing
something else, venturing into something else, trying something else. That is what life is about. If we take a look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what happened? He killed a man. He left his people. He went to Madian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him nubuwwah. And his life changes. Now, when he is being granted nubuwwah, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, he tells him to throw the staff. وَأَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ, and throw your staff, right? The stick.
فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَهْتَزُّ كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌّ وَلَّى مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ يَا مُوسَى أَقْبِلْ وَلَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ.
When he saw the staff that was slithering like a snake, كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌّ, he turned around, the normal reaction of a human being. He turned around and he ran away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, يَا مُوسَى أَقْبِلْ, O Musa, come forth, وَلَا تَخَفْ, and don't fear, إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ, you are from amongst those who are safe. You are from amongst those who are safe. Yet he is being told to face what? That which is naturally fearful to a human being. Your past and the fact that you have done something wrong does not dictate your future. Face your fears. Stand up and face your fears. Stare the abyss in the face. Look at that darkness that you are afraid of and say, what is the worst case scenario? What is the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario for a believer is not death. It is not the fact that I am going to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, but it is something that we are fearful of. So if you ask yourself, what is the worst case scenario? Oftentimes people come up with this answer, I may die. Well, if you may die, then you will end up with whom? With Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So face your fear. Don't sit and say, because I invested this, I lost money, I am going to lose money again. No. In fact, when you face that fear, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ. You become from amongst those who are at peace, safe, secure. Why? You've stared the worst case scenario in the face. And you've said, it doesn't matter what happens, I know the end result. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is there for me. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is there for me. Even if I invest again and I fail again, I will get up again and I will try again, because I know Allah does not base my future upon my past. Allah does not base my future upon my past. So the opposite happens when you stand up and you face your fear. You assume that you will actually become more fearful, but you will become more peaceful. You will become more content. You will become safe. And when you do what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did initially, which is naturally to turn around and run away, then the fear increases. And it is only because, and the fact that you are running away is proof that that fear is increasing in your heart, because you are running further and further away from the problem. Get up and face your problem. And this is what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us as well. Ista'in billah. First and foremost, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, help me. I'm going through this problem, Ya Allah. I know my line of help is open up. It's open with you. All I need to do is seek your forgiveness, and I need to ask for your help, and you will grant me goodness. Ista'in billah. Ask Allah for goodness. Ask Allah for help. Wala ta'jaz. And don't be a person who incapacitates himself, who says, I can't do it, I won't do it, nothing will work for me now. أنا عند ظني عبدي بي. I am with my servant as he assumes of me. إن ظن بي خير فخير. If he thinks goodness of me, then he will receive goodness. وإن ظن بي شر فشر. And if he thinks evil, then evil. You know, when you say that my life will not go well, what are you actually saying? You are actually saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you a good life. That is bad thought of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So think the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go forth. And what happens when you go forth and you face that fear and you overcome and you move ahead regardless? فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So those are the ones whom their past now becomes a positive for them. You know how we said with regards to sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their sin now becomes a good deed. Your past becomes good for you. You say, I learned something from my past and I benefited from it. And it is only by my past that I got to this position in my life. I learned something from those investments that I made. And now I will actually implement that and I will achieve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me. And you find when you have that yaqeen in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the doors are flung open. The doors are flung open. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ. That hadith continues that if something happens to you, what is happening to you? It is something that you have nothing to do with. You've done nothing wrong. You're sitting in your home and the roof comes down. You've done nothing wrong. You've done your best and now the roof has come down. A storm came, the roof came down. What do you do? Are you meant to sit and say, had I done this and had I done that? The hadith says, do not do that. Don't say, had I built this property in this manner and had I done that, then فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ or بَابَ الشَّيْطَانِ. For indeed this word of saying, if I had done this and if I had done that, it opens up the door of Satan. You're allowing Satan into your mind to say, hey, you know, last time because you did that, this is what happened. If you do this, this is what will happen again. You are opening up a door to Satan. You had nothing to do with it. Something happened to you. Say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Say, Allah has decreed it and He does as He pleases. And the believer follows it up with, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. Indeed, we belong to Allah. وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And to Him we shall return, meaning that we belong to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal ultimately anyways. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So why should I then fear so much the happening of this world when I know it is a temporary existence? It is a temporary existence. Say you lost all of your money and you became broke and you had to live a life of poverty in this world. Worst case scenario, right? Face it in your mind. Say worst case scenario, if I were to live a life of poverty, how long will that poverty last? How long will that poverty last? 60, 70, 80 years? Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides He wants to take me away? Maybe. I'm worried about 40 years from now and planning for 50 years from now and worried about it, killing myself today about it. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that I shall return to Him, not tomorrow, today. Today. Nobody knows when we are going, when we are going to die. Can any one of us here today say that I know my death is written for this date at this time and I will die in this manner? None of us knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And a nafs, you know, your nafs, yourself, does not even know in which land it will die. You are not guaranteed to be buried in the Warren Hills Cemetery of Harare. You don't know. You don't even know when, where, how you will die. Yet you are worried about 70 years from now, 80 years from now. Plan for it, no problem. Plan for the next generation. Plan for 10 generations to come. Alhamdulillah, no problem. But don't fear, don't worry. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother was being told to put him into the river, what was she told? وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And don't fear and don't be sad. We shall return him to you. We shall return him to you. And we will make him from amongst those who are messengers. You see, what is the message? Don't fear, don't be sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly tells us this in the Quran. ولا تهينوا ولا تحزنوا. And don't be weak and don't be sad. وأنتم الأعلون. Yet you are the winners by the very fact that you believe in Allah رب العزة والجلال, the one whom you are returning to. You are a winner regardless of what has happened to you in your life. So have that belief and inculcate it in your heart and foster that connection between you and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Develop it, strengthen it. Then no matter what happens, you will continue regardless. The pace at which you pick yourself up after a problem is what dictates. It's what dictates the success of the future. It's what dictates the success of the future. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Indeed, tawbah is for those who commit sin with ignorance. They are heedless, they commit the sin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عَنْ قَرِيمًا. Close to that sin, they committed the sin. Immediately they remember their connection with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Similarly, you've done something wrong, you made a mistake, you fell down. As quickly as you get up is what determines your success for the future. May Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal give us the ability to rely on Him, to call out to Him, to understand that success and failure is from Him. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.